Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to the Caffeine and Anxiety Podcast. A true and hearty welcome back because it's been a while. I'm
a Kristen. Very long while. And I'm Jane.
And yeah, how's it going?
With me?
Yeah.
Yeah, who else is there? You know, I'm living, so that's good.
Living.
I mean, my arthritis has just been really bad this past couple days.
Oh no.
So
that's terrible.
I think it's going, well, I don't think. I know it's going in my thumbs and the joint that connects my thumb to my, because sometimes grinding out salt really hurts, or holding a coffee mug now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just yesterday I literally just sat in my sorrows.
Yeah.
Nick came home. I didn't even go into the office yesterday. I was so sad because I was I'm 25 years old and what is my life?
I know. Sometimes you literally do just have to sit in your sorrows at least once.
I know. So I'm glad I got that over with. And now today is going to be a good day. But yeah, it was just so sad. I don't know. I know I don't have depression or anything, but yesterday was
you felt depressed.
A slice of what I imagine depression to be for others, you know, just numb and just ugh, my life.
Yeah. So what do you do though? You just keep on keeping on?
So I have a call with my rheumatologist coming up in February.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to mention it to him and see what he thinks. If I should go on any more meds or try a different one. But there's no cure. So you just have to
live with
treat it.
I know. Yeah. My grandmother has arthritis in her knee. This is nowhere near what you're going through, by the way. Just I'm going to preface it by that.
But, yeah.
So my mom gets it sometimes, and then sometimes I get it, especially with colder weather and stuff.
Totally.
It's always the same knee acts up. And I know what you mean though. It's so frustrating because I went to the doctor this was years ago because I'm young and I was something's wrong with my knee. And he was no, it's probably just a little arthritis flare up. And that fucking sucks that you can't really do anything about it. You just take a naproxen and
it's so weird
and just rest it and put I was putting ice and heat on it and stuff. I know it's just weird that there's nothing you can really do about it.
But yeah,
I know though, it's fresh and you are only young, so I would have had that moment too.
Yeah, but I'm over it now, whatever. I mean, I'm not over it, but I'm just telling myself I'm over it.
Yeah.
So how is your health and well-being right now?
Well, Jane's asking that because I have come down with COVID.
Wow, this is a live report from a patient with COVID right now. Breaking news.
Yes. So, ugh, it's not a joke. I'm pretty sure I have the Omicron variant because the person I got it from had Omicron for sure, which was my brother. But my symptoms were worse than his. But I also feel he didn't want to admit his symptoms because he was just oh no, I'm good. Even though he told me his throat hurt. And then when he found out he had COVID, he was good all of a sudden.
Oh my gosh.
What I mean though? When people are no, I'm good. I feel fine. I do not feel fine. In the words of Dorinda Medley, I'll tell you how I'm doing. Not well, bitch.
But I totally, it's also interesting how it affects people so differently. Some people will literally have zero symptoms and then some people are just dying.
So sick. I think I'm in the middle. I'm certainly not dying, but the moments I do not feel good, I don't feel good. But let me tell you, I am so, my number one symptom is being so tired. Totally, I cannot sleep enough. Like, even crazy. Today, I literally woke up like 15 minutes ago and had to get a coffee. And like, I was in bed really early. It's just like, I'm so tired. It's like, after our weddings, we feel like wedding hangovers just from like being on our feet all day. I've been feeling like that. And I keep waking up thinking I'm going to feel different, and I haven't. So it's really frustrating.
So do you have to test every day, or like what's the
protocol? So, and my throat is a little icky, but so they changed the like isolation to 7 days, which is really sus, because
I just, why was it 14 days constantly?
And now it's 7 days?
How mad would you be if you got COVID just before like they switch over and you had to isolate for 14 days?
Oh yeah, that would suck. So anyway, so I'm happy about that because I have things to do. I actually have so many appointments on Thursday, and that's my first day out of isolation. So that worked out well.
Oh my gosh.
And testing. So I took 2 tests. Sorry, I thought they were beside me, but I put them in my garbage. I took 2 tests and they were both positive. And then I'm going to test before I like go out of isolation. But apparently you could test positive up to 90 days and still like and not be like contagious. Do you know what I mean?
I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if it's positive, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I just don't get all this stuff anymore. It's so confusing.
No. And like, I really need to Google, like, I'm still really tired. Yesterday, I was so tired. It was like, I don't even, like, every day you're like, you know when you're sick, you're like, oh, I'm going to be better tomorrow. This is just consistent. And I feel like I literally am just going to wake up and be fine one day, because that's how it kind of works.
Yeah.
Today, I woke up and I was like really, really tired, but not as tired as I was yesterday. Yeah, so this might come as a surprise to people because I like literally did not want to tell anybody. I told
that you had COVID?
Yeah, I told my mom there is COVID stigma for sure.
Oh, it's like embarrassing.
I know. And then you think about it, you're like, I used to be the person being like, why don't people just stay home? Da, da, da. Well, let me tell you, when I, the person I got this from, I was staying at home. The only place
you got it at home.
I got it at home. The only place I was going was work. Yeah. So
it is so weird how like I feel like there totally is a stigma. Sorry, Priscilla's like whining. I'll take her out in a sec.
Oh,
but
I don't even hear.
You can probably hear it on my mic, but I just feel like if I got COVID, I totally would be hesitant to like
tell people. Yeah. So. I know like some of my cousins listen to this, and they don't know that I have COVID. So now they know.
Surprise.
The stigma is real. I told my mom like not to tell anybody. I was like, just don't tell anybody. Yeah. I didn't want people being like, how are you feeling? Da, da, da. I just wanted to like get it over with. But yeah. So yeah, how I got it was my brother. Surprisingly, I thought I got it from traveling, but the timelines don't necessarily add up. So my brother.
Yeah, 'cause you went to Montreal, which is crazy that you didn't get it there.
Yeah. So I went to Montreal and I had a couple appointments there. But Montreal is in like strict lockdown right now. There's literally COVID or lockdown police. That's what my cousin Chris, who I was staying with, called them. At 10 p.m., if you are not inside your house, the police will arrest you.
That is so scary.
And
like, do they bring you to jail?
I don't know. I think you just get like a big fine or something. And then they're in lockdown. You literally can't, like, everything is absolutely 100% closed except for you can get like Uber Eats in delivery and pickup.
What about grocery stores? They must be open.
Oh, I think they are because they're essential. You get,
yeah,
if you aren't vaccinated in Quebec, you get fined $20,000.
Oh my God.
I know. It's fucked.
Wow.
Quebec is like its own country.
Yeah, they're wild over there.
So anyway, so to say, like, I literally sat in that apartment all week.
Except yeah, what for a the, shitty time to go to Montreal.
Except for that I had two appointments on two different days, so I just, like, Ubered, went in, left. Anyway, how I got it, my brother, on Christmas Day, they do like a, him and his friends do a Secret Santa. They call it Secret Susan. And it's the same 10 guys every time. So they were like within the like limits because you could have 10 people in a household without social distancing and stuff. Somebody there was infected because everyone got it at that party, crazy, like in their group of friends. Anyways, it was like New Year's Eve and he was like, my mom told me like, oh, Adam's not feeling well. And I was like, oh, you're not feeling good. Like he came in the house before he literally before he was going to go out for New Year's. And he was like, oh, I just had like a tickle in my throat, but that's it. And I was like, well, you better test. That's like a symptom of COVID. And he like was like, okay, like. He was like, I am going to test. So he went to his friend Brighton's. He was like, we are going to test. Like his Brighton's making us test before we go in.
Wow, love
so
that.
So he had like rapid tests. Yeah. And I was like, oh, we have rapid tests. He was like, oh, I didn't know. So he didn't know we had rapid tests. And we were just like joking around in the kitchen. I was like doing his swab. We were touching the same surfaces. Like, just like, oh, haha, like you don't have COVID, but let's test. We have tests here. And then it like came back positive. It was so positive. It was like the darkest line ever. And I was like,
oh my COVID. God.
So he went out to the like where he lives and then he called and he was like, I was just Googling it and that's definitely a false positive. So
how
he was just in denial and then so yeah, he came in did it again and it was positive and I called him and he was like fuck. So anyway, it can take up to 14 days from your like last contact with the person, and I had tested him like later in his COVID because he just wanted to see if he could like get out of his isolation. Yeah. And that's probably when that happened. So here we are. It's been a joy.
Wow.
But yeah, COVID stigma, definitely real. But like Jane and I went to Florida, like COVID Central. And
yeah,
you just have to and we did not get COVID. But you honestly just have to like use common sense. Like when I was in the airport at Montreal, like I wouldn't sit near anybody. Like I got premium seating on the plane, so I like had space around me. Wear your mask. I was constantly hand sanitizing. So yeah, just be fucking smart people, because this Omicron, like you literally don't even have to like, it's just you catch it so quickly.
It's so weird, like, not only the phases of COVID, and we're not going to make this whole podcast about COVID, but
we say that every episode.
I know. It's just crazy how it's, like, at first, it's, like, you're doing everything and anything you can to, like, fight COVID, and then you get to a point where you're, like, over it. Like, I remember in the kind of when people could first start to travel, I'm like, oh my God, they're traveling right now. Like, that's crazy. And now we're like traveling. And I'm like, whatever. It's almost to the point. You just got to live your life. Like, be safe and live your life.
Be safe, though. Like, so there are people out there. who are like, no mask, da da da. I'm like, listen, you can still get COVID. Just like, I agree, we do have to start living our lives, but at the same time, like, we have to be smart. People are like, it's time to get rid of the mask. I'm saying this because I literally saw somebody on my Facebook this morning who had a meme, and it was like a lighter burning a mask in their caption.
Well, there was that big rally the other day.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
The convoy thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was like, yeah, we have to, like, it's time to get rid of the mask. By the way, she's like a CCA, she's like a type of nurse. Anyway.
Spooky.
Who works with old people. So I just want to be like, man, honestly, like, I don't mind the mask. Like, if it's going to keep me from getting COVID, yes, I agree that, like, these restrictions are, like, getting too much. But if we want these restrictions to, like, loosen up, we just have to be smart and wear masks. Like, that's not a big deal to me, as long as I can, like, have those other privileges.
I know. It's really, wearing a mask is not a big deal to me either. No. Like, from how you're feeling right now, is wearing a mask worth it?
1,010% yes.
Yeah, so I don't know.
The first couple nights I had like really bad chills, but like I'm tired. I keep telling my mom, I'm like, Mom, I'm so tired. She's like, you told me that already. Like, she was like, she's getting annoyed with me, but
she's done with your drama.
We literally, so I thought this was the first time, but I think it's just the second time where we are late on a video.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the couple, we were supposed to give a video on Saturday. The couple, thankfully, is a doctor and a nurse.
So they understand the COVID situation.
Yeah. She was like, we get it when we get it. And I was like, God bless. But I'm like, you have to give yourself some grace. This is another thing I learned on my COVID journey, is that, like, I'm really hard on myself when I'm like behind or like missing work or like I know things have to be done. Not even just with work, like at my house, like getting like the dishwasher unloaded, doing the laundry. Like, I'm really hard on myself when things don't get done. And yeah. And I was like really, like, I was feeling like crap on Saturday. Was it Friday or Saturday? Well, both days. And I was like, but I'm going to power through. I'm going to get this video finished up. And I literally was like broken that day. And I was like,
yeah.
Like, I just messaged you. You're like, yep, no problem. I'm like, I have to start giving myself more like grace. Like,
yeah, you think, like, I'm gonna like, you'd be like, you're fired.
Well, no, it's not that, but it's like I always like want to show up for our business and you know what I mean, and like our totally. clients, but like life like this I don't even know how to explain it. Like, life happens, and we have like
COVID happens
and people have to be more gentle with themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
It's like, we're not going to get a bad review because I got COVID and our video was a few days late. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like
I
emailed the couple. They were like, yep, no problem. We'll get it when we get it. Like, thanks for letting me know. It's like, but we're so hard on ourselves, I find. Do you find?
Well, yeah, if you own a business, obviously, you're going to probably be hard on yourselves, especially when you're in the first, like, I don't know, 10 years, I would say. I think you'd be probably hard on yourself.
Yeah. Even, like, I'm like, there's so many, I have, like, so many ideas, and, like, we need to like post wedding videos and stuff like that. And I'm like, just chill. Like, I keep having to remind myself, like, chill out, like, get better, like, stop. So
I know.
It's funny. Yeah, COVID is no vacation. I wish it was.
No. Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah, be sick if you had like no symptoms and you just had to stay at home.
Oh, another thing. Sorry, like Jane said, this whole thing is not going to be about COVID, but like, being alone for this long, like, is very depressing.
I bet.
And the other day, I, like, called my mom, who lives up above me, and I was like, I just, like, want to see people. Like, I just, like, I'm so alone. I just want to come up and, like, have coffee with you guys. And she was like, you're always alone in your apartment. And I was like, I know. It's just the fact that I can't. It makes it 10 yeah. times worse.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I feel like I would thrive the first couple days, like, if I didn't have symptoms to be by myself. But then I would just, yeah. like, at least you have Ruby, though, so that's good.
I know. It's the having symptoms part. It's, like, when you're alone, yeah. you just want somebody to, like, come down and, like,
feed you.
Yeah. So it's been really, like, trying and lonely and depressing, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
have you had any anxieties other than, like, the work-related COVID yeah. stuff?
So I feel like that wasn't even – well, yeah, that was anxiety, actually. No, because, like, there's nothing else to have anxiety over right now. Just trying to think. No, I think I've been good. Like, you know, not too much happens when you have to lay in your bed all day.
Yeah, that is true.
How about you?
Well, I had one day.
Oh, take your medication, though. Sorry to interrupt you. But I, like, there was a couple days I didn't take my medication. And I, like, felt that I didn't take my medication. So take, yeah.
Yeah, always take your medication.
Yeah. That's what's been keeping me less anxious. Okay, what about you? Yeah.
I just had, like, this one day that was, I called you after because I was like, I just need to tell you about my life. So my house is just, like, not very well insulated whatsoever. It will be someday, but currently it is not. And we just go through oil in the wintertime like nobody's business. But this is just something that I'm still, like, learning about.
Yeah.
And our oil tank is so, like, old that the gauge on it doesn't really work. So it's always just kind of a guessing game of, like, oh, do you think we need oil soon? Anyways, so
sorry to interrupt you,
ran out of oil.
Even, like, my house isn't well insulated. It's just the older house vibe.
Yeah, totally. So Nick and I ran out of oil the other day, and it's, like, one thing for us to run out of oil and hot water, like, it's not the end of the world, but my poor grandmother lives downstairs and I just would feel bad, you know,
for neglecting her.
Yeah. So this was literally on, say, a Thursday, and we were supposed to get a big snowstorm on the Friday. And I was like, wow, this is great timing. You know, that's always how it happens. So Nick and I are calling different oil companies. He's on the phone with people who are like, yeah, we can come on Thursday or no, we can come, like,
next week
on Monday, yeah. on Tuesday. And I'm like, hello, like, we cannot do that. Thankfully, the first people I called, they're like, yeah, we can be there tomorrow morning. And I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And secondly, do you know how expensive oil is?
Yes. Yes, I do.
It's crazy.
My brother lived for a period of time in my uncle's house, and it had, like, oil, and they literally, like, he was, like, young in school, and him and Nicole, who's his wife now, they would, like, bundle up, put ton of blankets on, because he would just never fill it.
Yeah, like, it cost, they were like,
because he was poor.
Okay, we're gonna have to put a pre-auth on your credit card. And I was like, okay, yeah. At first, I wasn't even going to ask how much the pre-auth was going to be for.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I was like, so on my credit card, I can only spend $1,000. Like, that's, like, my one transaction limit kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I just moved to a new bank and they don't trust me yet, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Anyways, and I wasn't even going to ask because I was like, oh, my God, there's no way that it's going to be over $1,000. Like, that's ridiculous. And then it was telling me, like, okay, you should ask. So yeah. I asked, and she was like, it's going to be, like, about $1,017 or something weird like that. Like, something just over $1,000. And I was like, oh, I actually have, like, a
limit.
I can't spend over $1,000. She was like, oh, okay. So she just put the $1,000 pre-auth on. Anyways, it ended up just being, like, under, I think it was like $950 to fill the tank or whatever. But anyways, on top of this, so I'm on the couch eating my grapes while I'm on the phone with this these people that say they can come tomorrow. So then she's like, okay, again, we need to put the pre-auth on. So I go to the kitchen, grab my credit card. I read off my credit card number to them, finish up the phone call with them, come back into the living room. Nick is like, I'm pretty sure Priscilla's head was just in the grape bowl. And if you know, grapes are so bad for dogs.
They're like toxic.
Which I knew they were really bad, but I didn't realize how bad. Anyways, so it's then like I Google it. It's
like
when a dog
eats chocolate, like...
Or onions.
They might... It's bad for them, but they like... I think it's like if they eat milk chocolate, they're fine. Or like you just have to like give them lots of water or whatever. But like they won't die. But grapes is like toxicity.
So I Googled it because I knew it was bad, but I wasn't like, I didn't know how bad. Anyways, and then it was like, it is crucial that you take your dog to the vet. And Nick thought I was like overreacting.
Yeah.
And so then I called the vet and they're like, how quick can you get there? And I'm like, oh my fuck.
What did anyways, he say?
He was just literally, he was honestly pissing me off because I was like, okay, we gotta go. And he was just sitting on the couch. I think he was so stressed out about like the oil and then this happening that like, you know, if something stressful happens, some people will like freeze and then other people will just like get into action.
Yeah.
I was like getting into action. And he was just like sitting on the couch and I was like,
he's flight.
Okay. So then I was just like, okay. So I took Syl to, the vet. It took about 20 minutes. She threw up two grapes. So they had to induce vomiting. So I don't know how they do that. But anyways, I go to the checkout. It's like $250 for her to throw up two grapes. So that was fun. And then they were like, okay, so on Monday, I'm going to put her in like for to check up on her blood work. Like, and the vet was like, you're here, you're concerned. And I was like, yeah, like she was kind of putting words into my mouth about. Anyways, it was just weird. So then I told Nick that and he was like, I don't think we need to go to that. Like she seems fine and she really did seem fine. Anyways, so then I canceled that appointment because that was going to be like $120 for her to get blood work done when she seemed very fine.
Yeah.
So, and I Googled everything. I know you're not supposed to Google things, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So that was really, really crazy. And then on top of all of this, we have been waiting for three big checks from corporate clients for like over a month now.
You literally took the words out of my mouth.
It is so weird. So every day I walk into the office, I look on the floor because they'll like slide the checks under the door for because we get our mail delivered to our office. And nothing. I'm really praying that when I go in today, it's going to be there. I'm like manifesting, seeing the checks, all three of them together on the ground. And I even emailed the lady who like is basically like our landlord of the offices. I'm like, have you guys like been getting mail? Like,
yeah.
And they were like, no, we always like put it out. So I just don't know what the fuck is going on because we emailed the corporate clients that we're waiting on the checks for. And they're like, we literally sent that forever ago. So I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. So it's funny because like, as a business owner who doesn't have consistent income, you like really like look. So like when we have a job, say we have a job coming up next month, in my mind, I'm like, okay, this much for rent will come from that. This much will go to this bill. This much I'll take to Nashville. So I've been like spending accordingly. Well, funds are dwindling, baby, because I've been expecting lots of money and I haven't been getting it. So
at least it'll be like a Merry Christmas when we get all three.
Oh my fuck, is it ever? I'm so excited.
I'm assuming we're getting all three at once. Because yeah, like, why wouldn't we? But
I was telling my mom about this and I was like, you know what? If we don't get it, I think we should just like call the clients and be like, can you do us up a check? We'll come pick it up.
Yeah, because it's getting ridiculous. Like for instance, we have been waiting, like when did we do that one for the city? Like how long ago was that?
Before winter.
Yeah, it was like fall.
Yeah.
And like It was, it's due because they got like a rush at it. It was due the same day. Yeah, so I just don't fucking know.
Yeah, it
is. But it's, yeah.
Apparently the city is like notorious for being late on things, but this is like, it's funny because like, all the clients are like, oh, we sent it. It's like, there is no reason why we shouldn't be getting our mail. Like, did you really send it? So who fucking knows?
I know.
It's weird that, like, I don't fucking know. But, yeah, it's just so crazy. Like, it's crazy because, like, I feel like we've never been in a situation where we weren't getting paid this long of a time. And so I'm like, I got bills to pay. Like...
And it's just weird how, like, when we do, like, weddings. Book people for weddings or whatever, they'll literally send an e-transfer, like, either that same day or a couple days later.
Yes.
And for corporate clients, it literally takes forever.
Yeah. It's like people ask us all the time, like, what we like better. It's like weddings.
Yeah, I know.
You get paid. You're with people on the happiest day of their lives.
Yeah.
Corporate is fun and rewarding in some ways. But, like, the logistics of corporate is just so frustrating.
Have you been watching Euphoria?
Yes. I watched well, I didn't watch the new season, but I watched Euphoria when it came out. And now everyone's, like, okay, I think season one was, like, slept on.
Yeah.
Until, like, recently. And I didn't watch season two yet. But I, like, watched it when it came out. This was, like, 2019, I think.
It came out in 2019.
I think so. Let me Google this. Are you Googling it? Yeah,
I was
it?
Just going to say, I'll Google it.
Okay.
2019
or 2020?
For Euphoria season one come out. Yeah, 2019, June 16th.
Yeah. So I watched it like a long time ago and I kind of like forgot about it. Now everyone's talking about it. I'm like, oh, wow. They like, it's like Friends.
Yeah,
when Friends came out, like everyone slept on it till like season like four or something. And then everyone's like,
oh, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know. Like, I wouldn't have even watched it unless it was like all over TikTok and like Sam watched it and Taylor's watched it and they were like, oh my God, it's so good. Literally, it makes me want to put like glitter on my eyelids and like do Molly or something.
Yeah, I know. I remember
PSA, when I'm joking about Molly, but
I remember when I watched it, I was like shook.
Yeah.
Like it made me feel so many emotions. Like first they're fucking and then they're on drugs and then somebody's dad sleeps with some student and like it's just so crazy. It's a wild ride watching
so crazy.
Euphoria. Like each episode is wild. You're like, my emotions go up and down with them. And then like the drug addiction aspect and then you're like sad and then it is crazy, but highly recommend. We won't give any spoilers, but like it is a phenomenal show. Zendaya won a Golden Globe for the first season.
Yeah, she's such a good actress. It's crazy. My favorite is Maddie. Yeah. I just love how, like, A, she's so beautiful and so sassy.
Yeah.
Like, when she was, like, at the carnival, she was like, I know none of you like me because I'm dressed like a hooker.
No, my favorite from the carnival episode was when Maddie and Cassie were like, Maddie was talking about something like, what would you do? And Cassie was like, just go through his phone. And then Maddie was like, bitch, you're my soulmate.
Yes. I love those two. And then, oh, there's just so many. It's weird because like I've heard the sounds on TikTok before, like watching the show. And it was like, you know, that sound where it's like, this isn't exactly how it is, but you guys will know what I mean. When she was like, are you having fun? And they're like, no. And she's like, yeah, me either. Want to do Molly? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've just been, maybe that's why I was feeling really like low yesterday, because I was binge watching that on the couch. And that was probably added to my sadness of hating my life. So
also, but anyways, like,
I just think it's a good show.
Like, I love Jules.
I love Jules.
She's so cute.
I'm really terrified that she's going to get, like, beat up or something. Like, I think she's really going to get beat up because I had thought she was going to get beat up when she first went to that, like, motel. Because you know how some people... Because I didn't know that that man knew she was a transgender woman. So, you know, like... how people will get murdered when they find out that someone's trans. Yeah.
Oh, you missed the part. Well, you probably didn't pick up on the part when they were like, spoiler alert, connecting on like that app. It was like for gay people. So he must have knew that she was trans.
Yeah, I didn't know that at first.
I know.
Anyways, but I feel like there's...
Sorry.
There's no such thing as spoilers right now because it literally came out in 2019. Yeah. So if you haven't watched it, whatever.
Yeah, like remember the documentary Paris is Burning? And yes. Like Venus got murdered. And it was probably because she was a prostitute, a trans prostitute. And I think she got murdered because... the person found out that she was a man.
Yeah.
In a hotel.
Well, she was not really a man. She just had a wiener.
Yes. Oh my God. That was really awful of me to say.
That's okay. It's a
hard... She was transgender. That's what I should have said.
Yeah. But anyways, Euphoria. I just like want to put like blue eyeshadow on my eyelids now. It's crazy.
See, I do... That's the part that I like... I'm not influenced by.
Oh my God. Wow. When we go to Nashville, I'm going to have be having like glitter on my face.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're going to have like the gemstones around your eyebrows. And
stuff. Yeah. Literally. Like on my hairline. Like just like.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
So Jane and I are going to Nashville very
soon.
And I'm
we're going to go see Kacey Musgraves, which is going to be a very interesting aspect to go to a concert right now.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like in the States, people are acting like, sorry, somebody just like opened my door and dropped something off. Didn't say anything. Oh. COVID life. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, the States, it's like, they're very progressive when it comes to like getting over COVID. I feel like they're like, well, okay, like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, I know. I looked on the website to see like if it was still a go. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like this was a couple months ago. And not a couple months ago. When Omicron started coming up. But there's like some of the venues require everyone to show vaccination records.
Yeah.
But our venue, Nashville, does not give a fuck.
Well, we're vaccinated anyway.
Yes. So I'm actually getting a fourth poke in March.
Ooh.
Which is crazy.
Quadruple vaxxed.
It's just so crazy that some people are like, oh, I don't even want the booster. And I'm like, give me all the...
Why wouldn't you want a booster? It boosts your, like, vaccine.
Some people are just crazy.
Literally crazy. Like, why bother getting it at all? If it's not going to be effective.
I know. Have you been seeing this... I have a couple TikTok things that I just want to talk about, but I've been on this side of TikTok recently where it's like men having podcasts. Have you seen these?
No, but you sent me one and it was something about that and I didn't get it.
Okay, well, you're not on this.
Like when a guy is like a podcaster.
Yeah, the TikTok I think I sent you, it was like this woman, she was like, if I was like going over to a guy's house for the first time and I saw like a microphone and laptop set up, I would pray that he is a SoundCloud rapper over him having his own podcast. And I just thought that was so funny. It's like, I just like these straight white men and just like their opinions that no one cares about, you know?
Literally.
It's very frustrating sometimes. I mean, obviously, like we have a podcast. Obviously, but I just like sometimes, and I think it's just me being influenced by these like shitty guys on TikTok, seeing the clips of their podcast.
Yeah.
But the shit that these men have the audacity to say, it's insane.
Like what?
Oh, just like, oh, well, this is one that you probably saw. And I don't even know if this man actually has a podcast. You know Dan Balzerian?
Yep.
He was like, the reason I get top tier pussy is because I do X, Y, Z. I'm like, you are so fucking old, man. Can you like fuck off with just like, you're such a loser. Yeah. I don't understand. Like top tier pussy. Ew. Literally. Like, I don't know.
Just I saw these men something out from here. Him on TikTok once. And it was like, he was like, yeah. Girls are with me, like, okay, for the top reasons. One, they actually want to be with me and, like, want to be the one to, like, have make me fall in love and be in a relationship with me. Two, they're doing it for the fame and the likes and, like, going on. And I'm like, I just don't understand.
Like, he is, to me, he's really gross.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. And it's too bad because, like, if I just saw him... Like, he's a very attractive man, I think. But it's just, like, the things that come out of his mouth, I'm like, you're disgusting.
Yeah. But I wonder if it's all real, like, or if it's just, like, his brand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, who very is true. He at his... wouldn't it get lonely being like that?
That's what I was thinking. But I guess maybe it wouldn't be lonely because there would be, like, so many girls, like, cuddling with him at night or, like... They probably do a lot more than cuddling, but you know what I mean.
Cheers.
I don't know.
So men with podcasts.
Yeah. And one more thing. Well, not one more thing about TikTok, but another thing on TikTok that's really bothering me is how fast trends are going in and out. And like, you know those that sound where it's like, this is a work of art.
This. Yeah.
Is a piece of shit or whatever the sound is. Actually, a couple things on that. One, I find, okay, I'm on like mom talk a lot, like babies and all those things, which I don't want to be there yet. But there's like, they hold up like the neutral tone, like basic, like, I don't know, your kid's dressing like a 35-year-old and it's like, this is a work of art. And then they show the little girl in like a pink tutu and they're like, this is bullshit. I'm like, why?
Yeah, literally.
I don't know. And I just feel, you know, also the sound where it's like, you're in, you're out. You're in, like that thing. And it's like shows pieces that will stay for 2022 and then pieces that like will be left in 2021. And I'm just like, this is just, it's so crazy.
It's also like the speed so in which damaging. This,
so damaging.
To be influenced by like TikTokers because most TikTokers are like, it's a very young generation, like younger than you, like the people who are, it's you crazy. Know what I mean? It's just so crazy.
I know.
Because so, I'm like, for instance, I just want to wear what I want to wear and I just want to live how I want to live.
Yeah. Like, can you fuck off? I saw this girl. She had, she was like in her early 30s and she had a rose gold engagement ring and people were just like ripping her up for her rose gold. And she's like, honestly, Uggs are back in style. Flared Lulus are back in style. Like, just wait. In a couple of years, my rose gold engagement ring will be back in style. Yes. And it's just so sad that like people are ripping on her for something that is so sentimental and she probably loves.
Yes, I totally agree. I feel like it's exhausting trying to like keep up with all this stuff. And oh, go ahead.
So I sent you a Snapchat, but you probably didn't open it yet. I got an Abercrombie & Fitch package in the mail today.
Yeah.
And I was just like opening it and I do this thing where I Snapchat my friends and I'm like, hello, welcome back to my channel. It's just a fun thing that I like to do. Anyway, living my 13-year-old dream of being a YouTuber. But anyway, so I opened up the package. I got two jeans and like a bodysuit. And one of the jeans I ordered was skinny jeans, which I just didn't really notice. And then I read the tag and it was so dumb. It was like super skinny ankle jeans or whatever. And I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm like, they're super skinny around your ankles.
Oh, okay.
Anyways. And I was like, well, first in the Snapchat that I send you, it's like, you know, those, they button, but the button is like over on a side. It's kind of crisscross. It's supposed to like cinch your waist in.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyways, So I open it and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be like one of those trendy TikTokers or whatever. Yeah. And then I was like, wait, well, by the time I get this, I'm probably going to be like not on trend anymore.
Yeah.
Because again, things go by so quick. And then I like hold them up. And I'm like, oh my God, are these skinny jeans? I'm not in style. Anyways, but I haven't tried anything on. But if I like them, I'm going to wear skinny jeans. Like, I don't care.
Literally, what's wrong with skinny jeans? It's like, why do we care so much about these, like, children who...
I know, because they're, like, mean on TikTok. I mean, I'm not going to be posting myself on TikTok, but, like...
Isn't it depressing that, like, when we were younger, like, we just, like, liked what we liked, and now when you're younger, you have to, like, be on trend with what everyone else is doing? Do you know what I mean? Like, we never had, like, TikTok to tell us, like, this isn't in style anymore. This is lame. Or if you – do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I just recently saw one. You know those Melina Aritzia leather pants that were, like, everything? One girl was like, they're out. And I'm like, you cannot say that a classic pair of black leather pants
You're like, but I have those.
Yeah, literally. And they're fucking expensive. Like, I'm just over these 13-year-olds telling me what's cool and what's not. And then, like, bullying other women online for having them.
You know what? If like Kim what Kardashian like, is still wearing leather, I'm going to wear leather.
Literally. It's just...
What do you think of Kanye's so new girlfriend?
She has a podcast. Did you know that?
She's, like, an influencer. I listened to a couple
episodes. Yeah, I think, I don't think it's going to last, but I think it's kind of low-key iconic, just like seeing them out and about Kanye's new woman. I don't think it's going to
last either, but did you see the thing where she was like, I'm not fazed by, like an interview, like I'm not fazed by Kanye, I've dated billionaires, like my whole life, my whole adult life, and I was like, ooh, that's kind of cringy.
Well, she talked about that on one of her podcast episodes, because... The people are going crazy about how Kanye and her second date or first date or whatever it was, he like flew her here and then he like had all these designer clothes waiting. Did you see that? That's like
which the photos done in the magazine.
But she was like, that's not crazy. Like, obviously you guys have never dated like billionaires before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit. Okay, girl, whatever.
So I find it kind of funny that like also like, okay, I don't know if they're low-key iconic, but Kim and Pete are iconic. And
oh my God.
I just have to say that I am so happy for Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, because when on Keeping Up in the final season, when her and Kanye were like starting to like divorce or whatever, and she was like, I just want something normal. I want like, I want to walk through the grocery store. I want to, like, go get pizza. I want to...
And that's what she's doing.
Yeah, she was like, I had all the big things, like, because everything Kanye West does is, like, extravagant. And, like, she just wanted, like, normal. And she...
Which makes sense.
Yeah. And he was always very, like... over the top. Like, if they're going on a date, he's gonna like rent out the Staples Center and like just them can like watch a movie. So and it's funny because like there was like paparazzi photos of like her and Pete eating pizza, and like
I know
there was paparazzi photos of like them at CVS like buying ice cream like at a little like pharmacy.
So cute. Yeah.
So I think that's really cute, and all the stuff like, I don't know, I feel like at Kim Kardashian's core, like they had such like when she was growing up, like such a family, like a normal family, like obviously they were always wealthy, but like in their home videos, like they're always like together with their family around the pool and da 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 da. I think she just wanted like something normal, and it's so good to see. And then you see like Kanye West with Julia Fox, and like they're like matching in leather, front row at fashion shows. Like he bought her a new wardrobe. Their second date, she was interviewed for like an article, and like – it's like, that's good, but like, I feel Kim Kardashian on this. Like, that stuff's exciting until it's not exciting.
I just have to say that I'm over here also thriving with my tall, skinny, white boyfriend.
Yes, you are on trend.
I am very on trend. We've got Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox, which, by the way, her engagement ring is so beautiful.
So beautiful.
Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker, and Kim and Pete, and Jane and Nick. You know, we're just all one in the same.
Totally. You did it first.
I did the damn thing first. So I'm just really happy that those girlies like look to me to find like their next eight guy.
You know what? That is so true. Iconic. Yeah. You're an icon.
Point blank, period. I should start posting photos like they post on Instagram. Yeah. I should be like, my next caption should, of me and Nick, be like, we drank each other's blood. Yeah.
Nick would be like, Jane, what is this?
He'd be like, I don't get what's going on right now.
So anyway, I was going to say we should just talk about, like,
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. COVID brain. Yeah. Let's talk about our Florida trip.
Oh, yes. So we went to Florida. I was going to say recently. It is kind of recently. Just it was only in January.
A little over a month ago.
And it's so crazy because when we were like wrapping up our Florida trip, we were like, you were like, oh, the border to South Africa is closing because of Omicron. And I was like, Anyways, but we got home safe and sound. We didn't have COVID. So that was really exciting. Isn't it crazy that we went to Florida and we didn't get COVID and we went to Disney?
Yes, because we wore a mask and we sanitized like fucking crazy people.
Yeah. So that was super fun. And then I don't know if you guys have ever watched the Siesta Key show on MTV. It's like just this trash reality TV show that's like about these rich kids who live in Siesta Key, Florida. But it's a great show. Anyways, so it's always just like so beautiful. So we are in Orlando and we had rented a car. So then we're like, let's just go to Siesta Key. It was so
iconic.
I was going to say it was so dumb of us, but it was not dumb of us. But it's funny because we were in the, we didn't know if we were going to rent a car the whole time or not. Looking back, I'm so glad we did. Yes. But we were at like, you know, after the airport, there's like all these rental cars. So we walk up and we're getting prices from people. And then we see this one guy and he's like a, he's a vibe. Yeah. Anyway, so then we're like, okay, like how much for this? And it was like, I forget how much it was for a Corolla. And I was like, how much for a fun car? And he was like, a fun car. And I guess no one was renting convertibles then because it's allegedly cold and for Floridians in January, obviously.
Which it was not cold.
It was not cold. Anyway, so then we got a white Mustang for a lot of money. But, you know, live, laugh, love.
Yeah, it was only like $1,000.
For a week. The week.
And it was, like, iconic. Like, you just, like, after the couple years we had of, like, being stuck in Nova Scotia, there is nothing like driving down a highway with Trump signs.
And what lawyers. Are those flags called?
And Confederate flags.
Yeah.
An advertisement for injury lawyers. And palm trees in a convertible.
Okay, it was just so crazy because, one, we were on Martin Luther King Boulevard or whatever, and there was a Confederate flag flying high and proud, and we were like, this is fucked.
It but was also, massive. It was, like, the size
huge
of, like, a house. Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. Anyways, but also the amount.
Like, not lost on me.
The amount of injury lawyer billboards everywhere. I was like, Kristen, are you noticing this? Like, it was literally fucked.
I know, like, people like, in Florida must get injured a lot.
Yeah, I think they it must just be like,
so there was this guy named Don. He was an injury lawyer, and like on his billboards they would, it would be like, Don helped me. And it would be like a picture of the person, so we were like going
with their thumbs up. Yeah, just like cheesing.
We noticed it, and then like We're driving hungover going back to Orlando. And all I hear from Jane is, oh, Don helped them too.
Don's the man. Like, if you get injured in Florida, call up this Don guy, apparently, because he'll win your lawsuit for you.
Win your lawsuit. So we went to Siesta Key. It was literally the most iconic situation. It was so funny and fun.
It was so fun. So we are on the beach just like drinking, listening to music. That was so fun.
Yes.
And then we're like thinking of like where to go that night. Well, first after the beach, we went back to our little Airbnb and we took a nap. And then we like woke up, started to get ready for like our endeavors. And how did we start our night?
We went to that Gilligan's.
Oh, Gilligan's, because so my boyfriend's family. Which was not really like
a vibe.
No. My boyfriend's family, like, every year goes to Siesta Key, and they, like, had recommended it to us. It was, like, it was nice, but it wasn't the vibe that we were, you know,
going for. We're going for, like, the blackout vibe.
We're like, where is the dome of Siesta Key? And spoiler alert, we did find it. So we go to Gilligan's and we're like, okay, cool. And then we go to the Crescent Club, which is if you guys know Siesta Key, the show, Alex, one of the main guys, his dad like owns the Crescent Club. So we're like, oh,
and
cool.
And Chloe was the manager.
Yeah. So that was cool.
It was literally right across from our Airbnb.
So it was perfect. Yeah. There were so many old people there. Like, it was like seniors night out. Like, it was crazy. And then this old man Doug came over and started hitting on us. He bought us a drink, and then he told us that we should go to, what was it called,
the beach club.
He goes, you guys would do really good there, if you know what I mean. Oh, and remember how racist he was?
Yes. Okay, so I was thinking back to Doug saying, you guys would do really good there, if you know what I mean. When he said that, I thought he meant like, oh, we'd easily pick up guys. But
that's what I thought he meant.
Then I was like, does he think we're prostitutes?
No, I don't think so.
Because two young girls sitting in this bar with a bunch of old people.
We're looking for sugar daddies.
Anyways, he put us on his tab. So cheers to Doug.
Yeah, so we got some free drinks from Doug.
And he was racist. He said he went to Toronto and it was too multicultural for him.
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. And then he'd laugh. And Jane goes...
And we were like...
Sorry, he like left. And Jane goes, so you're telling me that you don't like black people? Roger that.
Anyways, so Doug was not the man, but, you know, we got a free drink and he recommended us to go to the beach club. So what Doug says, we do. Just kidding. But anyway, so we go to the beach club.
Yeah, we do not condone Doug's
thoughts.
Yeah.
So we go to the beach club, which literally is like, if you're from Halifax, it's like a smaller version of the Toothy Moose. I got that vibe.
Yeah, just like an open...
concrete floor, yeah, like situation. Anyway, so then we're like sitting at the bar and we're talking to this girl, this bartender. She's pregnant and she's so cute and this sweet gal.
She was that? Like, she was pregnant, slinging drinks. Good for her. Yeah, that's the hustle.
Really good for her. And then I don't know whose idea was to get bottle service. And we're like, because we saw this like idea. VIP. And then I asked the girl, I was like, how do we get up there? And she was like, oh, I'll text Kara. So this Kara girl comes down. She shows us the drink menu of like what bottle each costs. So then I was like, ooh, we should get some Tito's. So I give her my credit card. We go up, and obviously, we were just being COVID safe because we wanted our own little square. So it totally makes sense. And then we were just like meeting these fabulous gals that were just like looked like so much fun on the dance floor. And we were inviting them up to our little booth to have a drink with us. And Ray Ray, it was her birthday. We got birthday Ray shots Ray. For Ray Ray. Like,
we have her on Instagram.
Yeah, like we just met some great, fabulous,
totally
girly girls.
I also,
and it was just so fun.
I like the next day, I remember you being like, we spent so much money at the beach club.
No, literally, we spent so much money there.
But do you know what? This is like word of advice to like people who travel. Like, spend your money on these experiences. Yeah, I don't remember much of it because I was blackout pretty much. But you know what? Like, iconic. Like, this was one of the funnest nights that I'll never forget, like, in our friendship. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. And I was, like, the perfect amount of drunk where I still remember almost everything. And let me tell you, it was worth the money for us.
It was worth the money for us. I remember coming out of the bathroom and Jane being like, Jane ordered Jello shots. She was like, I just took your credit card and bought these. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, whatever. And the next day, it's like $63. Because okay, we bought Jello shots for everyone.
Literally. But I feel like it was only like for five people, which is crazy.
Yeah, maybe it was twice. Who cares though? Like I said, like buy experiences. Like spend your money on experiences. I saw this like cool thing on TikTok the other day and it was like money will always come to you. Money regenerates itself. Memories and experiences don't regenerate themselves. It just is what it is.
And yeah, that is very true.
Very true. And I was like, you know what? That is like, I've been more like, I used to be like a money hoarder just for like the sense of security. Get your bills paid, put a little bit in your savings and like experience life.
Yeah, I really like that. So I'm very excited for our Nashville trip because I feel like it's going to be like the beach club every single night for us.
Yes, I really want
VIP. Because so listen to this. So apparently Jason Aldean's bar is like the best spot. And Kristen was like, yeah, we should get bottle service there. And I was like, okay, cool. Thinking it was going to be like similar to the beach club prices, which is like. Well,
I mostly wanted bottle service too, because like you don't have to wait in line. And I wanted a place to sit.
I know. But listen to this. Not you, Kristen. Yeah. The people. I just want you to like imagine a price in your head of what you think this bottle service would be.
I thought it was going to be like 600 max.
800 bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. $1,500.
US dollars.
US doll hairs. So, but you know what? I'm thinking that like in the moment, if I have a couple drinks in me, and we're in Nashville, I'll just be like, okay. But I'm just scared. Like $1,500 for one night US?
I know. But if we do book it, we have to book ahead because the guy texted saying like, oh, we want to make sure that we'll have like the table for you. So
I know. I wish there was just like a smaller option.
I know.
Like, can we get a smaller table?
Yeah. I wonder if we should like look around. Maybe that can be like a thing we researched today.
Yeah, because I'm down to pay up to $800 for bottle service, but anything other than that, I just like,
yeah, totally. I don't know. I think also because we would get food, but like who's eating that That's much true. When they're drinking?
And I think the $1,500 makes sense if you have like
four or five people,
but yeah. For two of us, we're not gonna eat and drink $1,500
worth. Right. So Aldean's and here. I was going to check, but I probably won't be able to find it. Aldean's and Florida Georgia Line, and there was like another one, are like sister honky tonks. So
okay.
We'll have to look at other ones. I know like there's one called Whiskey Row. That's probably, we can look into them. We'll put it on our list to like look into it. Because honestly, VIP is the life.
It's really fun.
It's like not being in the crowds during COVID. I can't even explain it. It's like when you're flying, like if you're not in first class, like
you are still really close to people in first class though,
but flying. You have like all the space, like when
you just have leg room.
No, you have that partition in between you. So, you know, when you're in economy, your, like, shoulders are touching. Yeah. Your arms are touching. I like that.
Yeah.
And you get your own bathroom. Less people are in there.
Yeah. You don't get your own personal bathroom.
No. You get a bathroom for
that'd be lit.
12 people.
Yeah. Flying really isn't the scary part for me anymore. It's like, because at first I thought the airport would be like the worst place to be, but I really think it's probably one of the safest places to be.
Yeah, except remember when they were like asking for our vaccine, like, or no, our COVID, we had to get a COVID test to go and like you had to be vaccinated. Literally not one person asked for that when we flew to Florida. Like,
and some people like had to pay like over $100 for their COVID test and no one asked for it. I'd be so fucking mad.
Oh, we'll have to do that too.
Yeah. And we have so many things. And I was also thinking, like, how many nights are we going to Nashville for?
It is the 10th to the 14th or 15th.
I don't know. But I feel like because it's a shorter amount of time, like there's going to be no time for naps. Like, we got to go, go, go.
I know.
So I think that'll be good for us, like a good challenge to not
nap.
Like if we were there for so long, I'd be like, oh, let's do it tomorrow. Oh, let's do that the next day. But now it's like, no, we're here. We got to do it. We got to boogie. Like, let's go.
Yeah. We should also, sorry, we're just like having a conversation that we would off the podcast on the podcast. Yeah. We have to book our COVID tests. Like we should do it before we leave. Or test to, like, go back. Leave.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I really have to pee, so let's wrap this up.
Yeah, I need to have a nap. This is the most contact I've had in a very long time, and I'm tired.
I bet. Just, like, manifest the checks sitting into the office today, please. Like, yes. Visualize it in your head.
Okay, I'm going to have a nap, and then I'm going to finish that video.
Yeah. Thanks everyone so much for listening. We are challenging ourselves now with, we're actually going to do weekly podcasts again, all for the month of February. Okay. Let's do it. Because it is actually fun. It's just like the fact that we don't get paid or anything for this. So that's why we just kind of just do it whenever we feel like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and thanks so much for listening.
We were busy.
Kristen has the COVID, you know. Times are tough around here. Okay. Well,
thanks for listening, everybody. If you enjoyed this podcast, give us a 3 thumbs up. 2 thumbs up, I mean.
Where the fuck do you have 3 thumbs?
Were you going to say 4?
No, I was going to give us a 5-star review.
Oh, give us a 5-star review. No negative reviews, only good reviews. And we will come back at you next week, okay?
God bless.
God bless. XOXO. Gossip Girl.